Now,
it's 8 o'clock.
Well, thank you for reminding us. It's past 8 o'clock, as a matter of fact. Y'all are very patient with me. It's 8:07 according to my time. Now, what we do we have a list from the audience of speakers?
Well, I would like to say one thing.
Well, what I want to do is want to find out who's going to speak from the audience. Do we have a Bill, you're going to speak from the finance point?
Well, that's on the agenda if we get to it.
Right. And that you might want to speak now because based on what's going on tonight and other nights, this may be your light to shine. Are those in the audience, do we have any speakers? The two of you?
Yeah, we have two guests here who want to speak.
Yeah. Bob, why don't you just go ahead and start since you know we know you're going to speak. So we're going to allot, since we have four members, we're going to allot 7.5 minutes for each one of you then. Well, good.
Go ahead.
They'll take the balance of it then, I hear.
I'm just concerned about this thing that was announced, I think, last Thursday, called the Focus Group. It's on the website. It has a form to fill out with your name and, I don't know, other stuff. And supposedly, as I understood it, glancing briefly at it, formed some committees to get some things done, and management will select those committees. And I haven't come to every LSD meeting, but I've never heard of this thing before, and I'm kind of wondering what it is. Thank you.
I need you to clarify that. I was a little distracted a minute. You are concerned about what?
I'm concerned about how this popped up and what it's all about.
What is this?
Screening book or something. Yeah.
Well, invitation on the Focus Group.
Something new.
So, like, it qualifies to be there to vote.
I'm concerned about what it is, and I'm a little concerned about how the selections to the committees are going to be made.
Thank you. Thank you for your concern. Next up,
who's got the list?
I don't have a list. I'm going by
looking.
I'm looking.
Gus Garza. Gus Garza, please.
Thank you for sharing. I have been at this meeting in 12 years. 12 years. Different groups. I think George is the only one that I can recognize. But I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. I respect all of you for coming here and the ones that are not here. My concern as a programmer, not only my program, I stand here for KPFT. And I'm just listening to conversation here, and the same thing happened 12 years ago. The chairman was by himself. He didn't have a parliamentarian. He was saying the same thing. So, and everybody, because I've been to different meetings, and now that's one of the things that I really speak out, because see, we don't have a parliamentary, and we don't have no bylaws, and we don't have an agenda. Y'all might as well just go next door and have a coffee and donuts, because this is nothing. But the same thing happened 12 years ago, Mr. Chair. I felt like he was just a one-armed man, because everybody was bombarding him, with the exception of the secretary, treasurer. I think you don't have a vice president. But it bothers me. But it bothers me because he is the one that controls all of us. I'm just a programmer. And forgive me to get a little bit emotional, but I care a lot for KPFT, a lot. And when you guys here, ladies and gentlemen, debate something that That is, why that light doesn't shine doesn't mean a damn thing. He's the one that has to say, but when I see you guys, and I'm hoping, and I'm ready, tonight I will pray for this board, because this board needs help, because Republicans are going to get dissolved KPFD one way or another, you like it or not. And it's my concern to make all of you aware that we're going to lose a radio station by bickering, and he's better than he is, and no, I'm better than that. We're all in this together. And the only thing I ask of you, you wanted to come in here, you wanted to be a board member, I've got so many commitments, I wish I could just ask the manager to put me in here. But I've got so many commitments. And I'm always being here and there. And as God has quit, I said, this is George, here's my witness too. I care a lot. But the question I ask all of you, you care about KPFD, or you care for one agenda, or your agenda, or what agenda? Because the only thing that I'm here for is KPFD. And you're not a KPFD. You came over here asking to be here as a board member, and you're talking about Fritos and potato chips. You're the wrong man, really. Mr. Chair, I wish you the best of luck. I will pray for you and the people that are helping you. And anybody here right now, my program is from 7 to 9 every Saturday. I'm there around 5:30 or 6. If anybody has any problems what I'm saying, come to me in person and I will direct it for you. And I will come back and repeat myself what I did 12 years ago. And I give that to you, all of you. Ask yourself, what can you do for KPFD and not for yourself? KPFD. It's me, General Manager, and all of you. Mr. Chair, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Ms. Doris Cleveland, please.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Doris Cleveland. I've been associated with KPFT in one form or another for about 15 years. I've been a member. I've been a volunteer. I ran the board for Pan African Journal with a board hold for over 5 years. I'm not as active currently as I have been in the past. I'm here because I care about KPFT, and secondly, because I care about the chair, Wayne Locke. I've known him for 15 years as well, so I'm here to support him. I was here several months ago, and I talked about Black programming, and that's why I'm here again. Black programming, and the lack thereof. The shows are disappearing. I know Sunday nights are changing. Obadike Kamau is not there anymore. He doesn't have a show. And I know that the program has been cut to 90 minutes. And so I really don't know what's going on with that show. I've donated to KPFT. Over the years, I've donated hundreds of dollars. It's my understanding that I hear that a lot of Black folks don't donate. But that isn't true. I know many Black people who have donated hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I believe at one point there was a program council. I don't know if y'all still have one. I'm wondering if there is one, and if so, when does it meet and what are they doing? So I guess basically, I forgot to tell you that to mention the groups that I'm associated with, National Black Press Front, Harris County Council of Organizations, Citizens for Better Media, National Association of Black Social Workers, Texas State Employees Union, Buffalo Soldiers, that. And I believe that is it. Again, like programming, like programming. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to have Ms. Rita Washington.
Stepped out for a second. I believe she had an emergency phone call. So maybe it's for somebody else.
Can we hold that? That's the three names on the list.
Bill, you can run to.
Well, I'll be brief if you want.
Well, like I said, we may not get to the finance report, so you better take your chance at it.
You kind of echoed what Gus was saying. You know, this discussion, I know people feel strong about it, but it's kind of typical of some of the problems we have that's wrong. We don't have time to get the important thing, which in my opinion are like the finances that are affecting all of us, because we argue too much about little stuff. And in this case, for those of you who knew what it's about, the reason this particular minutes are important is because whether or not one person's missed three meetings in a row, determines whether he's going to get paid off the board. And so if it captures two meetings and it's not excused, as I understand, he'll be kicked off the board. You know, it just seems like, you know, he's given a reason why you want an excused absence. It just seems a lot simpler. Just kind of a little slack, get this over with. You know, but I, like George was saying, we're appropriate to vote separately on these different minutes so you can get them taken care of. It shouldn't take long. Then you can get to the important part of things. And about the finances, again, if you want, I passed out the copy of the Treasurer's Report I wrote earlier today. If you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Either at the meeting now or if you have time, call me or email me. But I really think this is what really deserves a lot more attention, not just here, but all the stations. And, you know, KPFT is not nearly as bad a shape as some of the other stations are. And frankly, they're bringing down all of Pacifica. But we got to get serious about that because, you know, some of the things get involved, for example, losing our tax-exempt status. And we've already lost $2 million approximately, Pacific as a whole, just because of the CPB grants, because I'm not qualifying for them, primarily because I'm not getting the audits done. And not getting the audits done leads to all kinds of other problems also. And so, I mean, those are the things that we really need to get getting done. And so I hope you will support your PNP representative to make sure that those things do happen. I know they want to happen, but it's still not happening, and it's been dragging on for months and months and months. It could really affect KPFT as well as all the other stations. So, thank you.
Can I speak to part of your statement?
We have the next one.
Well, part of it was about the reaction that we've been discussing.
I think we better leave it alone.
We have one more.
Going back and forth.
Mr. Moore, our other guest is back.
We're good.
Oh, yes,
we still got 10 minutes left, so I'm glad we could recall her.
Talk for 10 minutes, Rita. I can't do that. Good evening, everyone. My name is Rita Washington. I am a member of the KPFT, and I think this may be my third meeting that I have attended. This is the first time I attended this young man was the chair. Having been a president of an organization, Robert Williams and someone that really knows would be an excellent idea for this particular group of people. But I'm here, one, to support the president, Mr. Walker, who I've known and worked with over the past, can't name myself, 20 plus years, I would just say. And I'm very interested not only in the programming of the station, because I was talking to some friends of mine who were avid listening to KPFT. But because some of the black programming has gone away, they have now stopped listening to KPFT. So I'm here to try to see if maybe we can get some of that black programming back on the air for the station. And just listening to this diverse group of people, I would hope that KPFT will continue in the diversity that it says that it stands for. And whatever that I can do as a member to try to help that along is one of the reasons that I came here tonight. I think that you guys are committed for what I have been able to see. I think this is my third time being here. And it's great to see that you do have very strong opinions and are passionate about the station. So I hope we can use that energy to move forward and to do the things that you need to do. Take care of the business that needs to be
That's the most important thing for the station, because it's not about any one person in this room. It's about KPFT, it's about the listeners, it's about the people that we're reaching out to going back to the mission that we say that KPFT stands for. And I think sometimes that gets lost when we start thinking about myself. And so what you have to do is to say, what's in the best interest of the station, and it's moving forward. So I hope that you take that into consideration. You will see me again and again and again, because I have now made a commitment after listening here tonight that maybe I can add a little something to it. Thank you so much.
Well, it's 8:23, and I believe we have some new arrivals that are members. Would they care to speak? Or the good attorney in the office? We need one more attorney in this room. Would you want to say a word or two? I know you've observed as well. If not.
No, thank you.
Well, if not, I'm going to take the liberty, since you say the chair talks too much. There's a little confusion, and we've got 6 minutes here that I want to try to clarify about folk going after folk and those in the audience particularly. Would you listen to the explanation given by the able secretary as to some of the issues that have been brought up from the floor as well as from the audience? You've got a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Have their attention, please. Very important.
Specifically, the question of whether three consecutive absences relate to removal of board, and why. And I think the more important issue here is, are we going to follow the bylaws or be in violation of the bylaws? If we have previously acted on the bylaws and interpreted them in such a way and removed anyone from the board based on the way this is being presented, and then we forgive it tonight, then we are in violation of the bylaws, and we need to ethically inform the person who is in violation of the bylaws removed from the board that they should address the situation. I don't know how they would do it legally or otherwise, but if you were either violating the bylaws then, or if what you did at that point was in the scope of the bylaws, then you cannot change the practice now, unless you were to now be in violation of the bylaws, which I believe was the chair's point, setting precedence. No laws absolutely cure.
Every member here was violating the bylaws because we've extended past 3 years of our terms. We should all leave.
I think that's one of the points he's making, that there have all kind of violations been going on in here. So all of a sudden, but we want to recapture the time. If anyone who, we've got 1 minute left, you can't, 4 minutes left, correct me, of anybody in the audience. Otherwise, we'll move forward.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
sir. I'd like to respond, Chair. Give us a loud editorial last one.
Actually, the secretary has a right to set the record straight, and since that was of the record.
That wasn't straight.
That's not your job.
We have removed somebody.
Since
before,
we have,
not by that
we have removed folks.
Chair,
since we have.
Not by that process.
Order, Mr. Chair.
Just a moment, sir.
There's no precedent.
Since, in fact, we have heard from the public, it is in order for us to go back to the agenda, which, Mr. Secretary, what would be the point of order? What would be the item that we would go back to?
We were last working on the motion presented by Hank Lamb and seconded by Teresa Allen to pass all the remaining minutes.
Mr.
No, I did not second that.
Adriana.
Okay, that was, well, let's get his point of order, and then we will sort that out.
Adriana did. An example of how it could go wrong.
I have a point of order in that we're talking about missing three consecutive meetings for the LSB. One of those meetings that you're talking about, this gentleman missing, was for the delegates. They're two different groups. They're two different things. The bylaws talk about remove an LSB member for missing LSB meetings.
You want
2 points.
Doc Ryder and Ms. Casanova.
I have a point of order.
Yes, sir.
The point of order is that the motion on the floor is the motion
that's a point of order.
To end debate on Hank's motion. It's not debatable. We simply need to go to a vote on it. It requires two-thirds to end debate.
Bingo.
I would like a ruling on my point of order.
Well, actually, your point of order was not a point of order.
It's not what?
But it was not a point of order. It was a point of information. It was a question, but it wasn't a point of order.
It's a point of order. You're talking about the bylaws.
Read the bylaws.
We are not applying that point that you make. What we're trying to do is get through minutes. That's what we're trying to do. You're trying to sort some governance issue out today. And I'm not willing to do that. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a motion that is on the floor.
But if you're breaking the order of
if you're breaking the rules,
that's a violation.
And then, there is no breaking of, if you approve these minutes, you're not breaking a violation, you're not breaking a law.
You kick somebody off the board for the wrong reasons. That is not
well,
in the bylaws.
Don't you understand that that has nothing to, that's not germane to the point before you? Do you not understand that, Mr. Mayor?
You approve these minutes and then kick somebody out.
Listen, the only thing that kicks someone off is what was read. That triggers it.
That's
then you're going to have to deal with that, but you're not going to deal with that right now.
He doesn't talk about the delegates. That's two different organizations.
I sure will.
You read the bylaws. I
don't have to read the bylaws. It's very clear what the bylaws state. Nancy Sabah Natomi, Susie Moreno, Alan Apuram, we recognize them as present.
Thank you.
Now, all of the other rigmarole, there is a motion before us, and I want us to deal with the motion.
I would like to challenge
the ruling. You don't have to challenge the ruling of the chair. What is before the issue before the court, the issue
against my motion.
No, sir. Your motion had nothing to do with the motion that was before.
And I would like to challenge that.
Well, challenge it.
Well, then there's a vote.
Sir. Adriana, you want to take the chair? You want to take the chair? Yes. I want to speak to this.
Mr. Chair, you spoke with your ruling.
The right here.
Mr. Chair, do you want to explain your...
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to explain my position.
Again?
It's not a matter of whether or not the chair moves. It's a matter of what is written. And what is very explicitly written, what is very explicitly written in the bylaws that was just read to you three times.
No, that's incorrectly.
And you can use all, if you interrupt, I'm going to interrupt you, so I won't play this. So you can play all kinds of parliamentary games that we successfully play at this table. You can do interpretations as you want to make interpretations like we do at this table. But it still will boil down to, we will vote, hopefully according to what the bylaws say. Not who we like, or who we dislike, or who we feel sorry for. And when we want to talk about law, we establish the principle and the precedent. When we remove Evan Garcia, it wasn't a question of questioning 4, 5, 6 weeks. The chair ruled that the member had missed 3 meetings. It was confirmed that the member had missed 3 meetings. There was no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It was going to be it. That's an established precedent that was set last year. Second, it is important to note that when you want to start throwing around talking about lawsuits, and talking about being in order, talking about being in violation of the bylaws could be no clearer on this issue. Whether you want to play the PNB game or you want to play the LSB game, the chair acknowledges
the order with the chair.
At this point, all I want to say in conclusion is that this is not personal. It has never been personal. In fact, this chair didn't do like the previous chair. Just declare the rule. Just enforce the rule. And so I stand tonight to say to you, this has nothing to do with personality. It has nothing to do with whether they like the person or not. It has nothing to do with PNB. It has to do with the authority, explicit authority of the LSB when an individual has missed 3 consecutive meetings, no matter when they occur.
LSB meeting.
And please, members, be respectful. Ask for the floor. Ask for the floor. Do not disrespect the members. Mr. Krafta, you ask for a point of order. You have the floor. Point of order.
He, again, is debating the governance issue, not the minutes issue that George keeps talking about.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. Mr. Krafta, Mr. Krafta, I think that we are using point of orders and point of information to jump on the stack. Point of order is a totally, Nancy, I will take care of that. Point of order is a totally, point of order means keep the procedure. It's not what you are debating. That is the
motion on the floor is approval of the minutes, not the government.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have on the floor a challenge of the ruling of the chair. Mr. Lark spoke about it. Is anybody that wants to speak against? Teresa, please.
Okay. If we're really going to discuss the governance issue, which is what...
The ruling of the chair. Right?
The issue came up of Eddie Garcia. So if you really... What we're really talking about now is, like, we want Mr. Krafta to go because Mr. Garcia went. Mr. Garcia missed 3 LSD meetings and 1 delegate meeting. He actually missed 4.
I mean, who wants to, it's one and one. He wants to talk, please. Is anybody that wants to talk for the chair, the ruling of the chair? Anybody else? For the ruling of the chair, or against?
I want to speak, and I disagree with Richard. The only provisions in the bylaws for removal of anybody at our level is to remove delegates, not LSB members. There is no provision for
it says LSB members.
Say LSB there.
It says LSB
members. You just read it.
In writing.
Okay. Anybody else?
What section?
George.
I want to call a question on the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Call the question. The chair ought to get to talk about why.
He called the question. The member called the question. George, Mr. George Ryder called the question. Who wants to second?
Second. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes,
you did not allow the gentleman who made the objection.
I'm sorry. Member,
excuse me, don't cut me off. You don't have a right to do that. I'm allowed to speak when you call me. I get the floor, not you.
No, no, no. But you asked for a point of order, right?
Yes, and this is a point of order. Okay. The gentleman did not get to speak to his objection to the ruling of the chair.
How many times did you call for the call for the question? In the PMB and in this one?
In the order of the process.
Everybody is denying Mr. George Ryder's right to call the question?
No, he doesn't. But until after he
if
speaks.
We call the question.
That's not true, man.
Who?
That's true. He should have asked.
He said he has objection.
Hand up.
I'm sorry.
And you're supposed
I'm
to
sorry.
Let's go.
Maybe my voice is not strong enough. Respect
until
the meeting. You need to wait and talk when you have the floor.
I had
the motion, you asked for a point of order, and that is not a point of order.
It
is
a point of order.
Mr.
Excuse me.
Please.
A point of order George, is about the
I'm sorry now, but you don't have that right. I rule that that is not a point of order.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
We have a point of order.
Good Lord.
Yeah, perfect.
If a point of order is a point of order, process, what is?
Anybody second it?
Mr.
Wayne Lark said it here.
No.
The challenge of the chair.
The chair's been challenged. And second.
I'm sorry. Who second Mr. Lamb?
Teresa.
Teresa.
She said.
Joe, please. Unless you are sitting here.
Please, you interrupted me 20 times.
Mr. Miss Allen, did you second the challenge of the chair that can lamp this? Okay. Do we need to keep discussing or we are going voting or we will waste the whole night here?
Could someone tell me what the point of order is that Mr.
Mr. Sandlam doesn't have, he asked about the point of order. Can you explain it?
Did we not let the gentleman
who made the objection to the chair's ruling, do we not get to let him speak before we call the vote?
Okay,
I've heard your
point of order. I'd like to respond to the question of whether or not we should overrule the chair. I heard the chair ask, is there anyone who wants to speak against Dwayne's ruling?
And he has hand up.
You're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to put your hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you weren't recognized.
The two of you were with his hand up. I saw George, and I
did George the call. The chairs don't recognize the people with their hands up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Or interrupting.
That's a new concept.
So in that case, I'm going to support Max saying it was out of order then to close discussion when Richard hadn't had a chance to speak.
Do we want to solve it easily and let Mr. Richard Hussel talk about the issue before going to calling the question? That will appease everybody.
No, okay.
Thank you. Mr. Richard Hussel.
Jim had said things a couple times about it being personal. It's not personal at all. I support the chair. I'm just saying that in my reading of the bylaws, they talk about removing people from the LSB. And a lot of people don't understand the fact that the LSB and the delegate assembly are two different groups. And it says you have to miss X number of LSB meetings. And that other one is not an LSB meeting. You know, it's like I missed two meetings, and then I was a member of the Rotary Club, and I missed that meeting, and you say, you missed that meeting, that's three. No, it's two different things. It's apples and oranges. And to just pass over that violates our bylaws. You're saying the bylaws are what is required. And when I asked for a point of order, the point of order wasn't even acknowledged. It was just passed off. And that's what I'm objecting to. I think what I'm saying is valid. But maybe just here in a moment.
Okay, Mr. Kraft.
If that's the case, then there's no reason to debate any of this, okay? So can we please have the secretary slowly read the paragraph one more time? And then we'll be finished.
Okay.
Thank
you.
This is all presidential. I look like a jerk for trying to save my seat.
Let me.
I can just go away.
The question before us is not what is it. Please. The question before us is not what is in the bylaws. The question before us is not whether you should or shouldn't be removed from here. The question before us is whether the point of order that he turned down, whether Richard's point was a valid point of order or not. That's what's in front of us. That's all that's in front of us.
Exactly. Please, Mr. Clark.
I believe Richard admitted himself that's his opinion.
I have a further point of order. We had said that in response to Hank's motion that we would listen to Richard and then we would vote
exactly
on closing discussion on the point of order.
Exactly.
So I think that's all we can do right now is to avoid vote on that point of order. Yes, you sustain the chair. I know you don't.
Please raise your hand who support the ruling of the chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12. Who oppose? 1, 2, 3, 4. The ruling of the chair is upheld. 12-4.
Further point of order.
Mr. Chair,
point of order.
We are now back to ideas.
We are now back to Hank's motion. I believe, in fact, that motion was called. That is to say, we took time on that. And so we need to take a vote on whether, unless there's no objection, on whether we want to vote on Hank's motion.
Exactly. Okay. Any discussion?
Maybe it goes back to the chairman.
Yeah, but
there is no discussion. There's no discussion.
There's no discussion. We need to vote.
We need to vote on whether we want to have discussion.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What is... Could you read that again? Could you...
We dispensed
I'm sorry. We can make the secretary, that's okay. The secretary will repeat the motion.
Is that correctly the four sets that have not yet been approved?
We can.
There we go.
Eight altogether, we approve one, we have seven.
I had the paper folder on in front of me. Okay, we have already approved the minutes from
December 11th.
December 2013. We have six remaining sets, May 14th of 2014, October 8th of 2014, September 10th of 2014, September 10th of 2014. November 19th of 2014, and finally, December 10th of 2014. Mr. Lamb's motion, seconded by Ms. Casaneva, is to approve all of these en masse.
Madam Chair, in light of the fact that the outcome of this vote will have the result of removing a long-standing member of this board, I would ask that we pull the votes and record them.
Anybody opposed to have a roll call vote?
And record.
Well, it's a roll call vote, that's why it needs to be recorded by name.
But this is
a
point of order.
Yes.
That is not what this vote is about.
Right.
This vote is about whether or not we want to continue discussion. That's all this vote is about. Now, let's have that vote.
Right. I will throw the motion. We'll wait until we reach the motion.
May I return the chair to the owner? Can we go, Mr. Clark, please? I don't want to be the chair. Mr. Crane?
The vote is whether or not to pass them en masse, and it was seconded and called.
Mr. Chair, can you?
This is how I'm calling you.
Yes. I have a question. So if we approve these minutes, are we kicking Jim off the board?
No, no. It has nothing to do with it. It's what I've been arguing for 25 minutes.
It's in the minutes.
We can amend the minutes.
You can amend the minutes. Yes, you can. All we need to do is get these minutes to the Attorney General. And I've stated that 15 times tonight from 7:10 before most of you got here, and I'll repeat it tonight. The greatest charge we had tonight was to send these minutes up. All the rest of this motion before you.
We need to vote.
I hope that all of this has got it out of you. If now you can just move on and be proud of yourself for getting these minutes up to the National. Are there any objections for approving these minutes?
Point of order. That's not what's on the floor. The question that's on the floor is whether we want to close debate.
Oh, no.
No,
way back there?
That's
I didn't come and take... I didn't reclaim the chair to go back.
I'm sorry. Was that the one we were taking?
Yes.
I asked if there was any objection, and they said
so there's no objection to closing debate. I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay, great.
Now we have kind of motion on the floor.
Okay.
Hearing none. Now, are you prepared to vote?
Any objections?
No, I didn't hear any.
I object to the motion.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. State your objection.
My objection is, as I stated earlier on, that it would make much more sense to do them individually, and the one which is in contention, where there is so much contention we haven't been able to get to it yet, to do that separately. We would get them all done very quickly. That's my objection.
So then, go ahead.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. We had passed that, we had closed debate, we had moved to the vote.
That is a point of order. Thank you for somebody coming up with a real point of order.
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
These minutes are like two separate bodies. Unless we go into a delegate session, we cannot approve minutes from a delegate's meeting in the same way that an open session cannot rule and accept minutes from a closed executive session. So that set of minutes on the delegates meeting, we can't do it because we're not in a delegates meeting.
Mr. Chair, I mean, the only thing that I really worry here is that was repeated over and over again. We are not voting We can go to these minutes later and change it. And amend the minutes, and we will have the discussion. And I will give all of you my word, if you need it, that we will open the discussion when we have to for those minutes. We need to be careful about what we are doing.
Point of order.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Let us speak.
Is this a point of order?
It's an explanation. Go proceed, ma'am.
I said, I want to. We cannot keep arguing. We can keep arguing about that. But what Mr. Jimbo just said is totally opposite what the then chair of the board, Mr. Robert Mark, answered when Mr. Ryder asked about that. We are talking about three consecutive regular meetings, or we are talking about mix. And his answer was, and it's in the audio there, I believe it's the three of any combination. It is the way it was always used in the past. No. I'm answering exactly what he said. He said it's a total.
They're two different things.
Okay, Hank, what did you have to say?
That they are two different bodies. That's why you call two different meetings.
Exactly.
Which supports Richard's statement.
Okay, Teresa.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but if you're going to let people talk right now, it has to be a point of order, point of information,
or a vote.
Or a vote.
Listen, we've been trying to get to it. I understand the parliamentary procedure, but the fact of the matter is, I let you speak too. And you've had 10 point of orders. He's had 10 point of orders, and half of them haven't been point of orders.
This is a true point of order.
Okay.
True.
Real one? No, they all have been.
Yes, it is to the order of the meeting.
What?
To the order of the meeting. Speak to the order of the issue.
Thank you.
Vote.
That's a good word. If someone doesn't object to it and don't come up with some point of orders or some point of information, we can move forward.
Point
of order. You asked if there was an objection because you were asking whether we could approve it.
I got my train of thought.
That was not a point of order. It was simply you asked me what my objection was, and I said it. What my objection was. We are still in a position where there is no more discussion, and we should simply be going to a vote.
Those in favor?
Mr. Chair, I had previously asked for a roll call vote, and I do so again.
No.
I second that.
Mr. Secretary, we don't have
to. If I hear one more person talk about the failures of the past and continuing them in the future,
and, you have the floor
and the president, it's a point of order.
That's not a point of order.
That's not a point of order.
No, sir, that's not a point of order.
Something was done in the
what are you going to do if you do
past,
here?
What are you
going to do if you do here? That's not a point of order.
Request for a roll call vote requires 40% of the members present to vote for it. That would require 8 votes at present.
All right. Now, there ain't no objection. There's going to be a vote. So that you'll understand what you're voting for, those in favor, you're voting in the affirmative. You're voting for the motion. Those opposed, no. The motion doesn't pass. Are we clear?
We're voting for the roll call vote.
It's about a roll call.
Yeah, we're on the roll call vote now.
Only about whether it should be a roll call.
No.
Those in favor. Okay, now this is why we can't get to a vote. Let's pause for a second. Those in favor, raise your hand. 1 for a roll call. Those opposed. Those opposed.
Nancy.
Those opposed. No, she's looking at her mom. Can't blame that one.
Can we pass the decision to have a roll call vote?
All right. Now, Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll? Those. You're going to state your preference on the vote. That's how you want to do it? Yes or no?
Well, the vote says to pass the minutes in bulk.
Right.
In bulk.
Okay, so the motion that we are voting on, this will be a roll call vote, is to pass the remaining minutes in bulk.
He'll call you and you tell him yes or no.
Adriana Casaneda.
Yes.
Robert Marr.
No.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Nancy Saibara Nantoni.
Yes.
Joseph K.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Tony Cox.
Let me just be clear on what we're guessing and knowing.
Yes. We're voting on a motion to pass the six remaining
Send them up.
In bulk.
No.
Teresa Allen.
No.
Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Jim Krafka.
No.
Susie Moreno.
Yes.
Alan Brian.
No.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Venetia Patel.
Yes.
Joseph Davis. Yes. Liana Lopez.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, will you verify that the motion carries?
Mr. Lewis?
Okay.
Mr. Lewis.
You didn't call Mr. Lewis. I'm sorry.
Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Would you verify
the motion carries? I don't have your mask yet.
I won't have the official count, but would you verify the motion passed? My count was 10-8.
The motion passes 10-8.
My motion is certified passed. Now, let's get on to the next business.
Mr. Chair, I hate to prolong this even one more.
Well,
time,
I guess you don't hate it too much. Go ahead.
Earlier when we voted on the December minutes, which I thought were December 14, and then I looked later and 13. Saw they were December 13, I said I wasn't there. I was in fact there, and those minutes still reflect it. So
okay.
I just want to say that I was confused as to the year on those minutes.
Did we record a number on that vote? No, on the previous vote, but December 13. It wasn't a roll call, so we didn't. We just recorded that it passed. So
Mr. Chair,
yes.
May I make a recommendation that any members that 10, do 4. Have minutes changes submit them in writing to the secretary so they can be applied for the next meeting and approved. Meanwhile, we have what we need to give to the attorney general.
Exact
corrections, and we can make our corrections down the line.
Delegates meeting passed by the LSB is not valid and passed.
If you look at the rules,
now let's be clear about that, Mr. Boyd.
They don't even have them.
We have, for at least the last 8 years, conducted a delegates meeting in every January, and there's never been another delegates meeting to be convened to approve those minutes. But those minutes are record. So that don't fly.
Mr. Chair, that is incorrect. All three that don't years fly. That I was chair, the December delegate meeting was brought back to another delegates meeting to be approved.
Yes. Well, we have no record of that delegates meeting. Because we only have one record.
Next scheduled delegates meeting, there was an item on the agenda, approval of minutes. And we did.
Which, again, is in violation because it's not the same people. So you're talking in circles. It was impossible that it was the same people who voted on those minutes the next year, because at that time we actually did have elections. And we did have turnover. So some this stuff is not adding up. I hope
orders
I was.
Of the day, Mr. Chair.
Go right
orders
ahead.
Of the day.
Go right ahead. Orders of the day. The minutes are approved. And now we need to get to the election of replacements.
How many replacements do we need now?
One.
Just one.
And all the chatter that went on the LSD trail, Chair, very difficult, they didn't respond, but there is a very explicit, not often, but very explicit bylaws statement in our bylaws that is clear. There is no articulated process. There is no articulated requirement for advance notice. It only indicates that the LSB will replace a member when the list has been extended. When there are no more eligibles on the list, you don't go out to the public, you don't make a 30-day notice, you don't ask for, you don't even set up committees, which I tried to do, and Miss O'Brien didn't say she wouldn't accept it, but a week or two later she sent out an email trail. She just wasn't part of such a committee. But a committee was established to avoid this confusion. But we are charged, just like we were charged to get these minutes to the ED, we, not the public, not the members, the LSB is charged with replacing the members. Yes, ma'am. We are at item number
D,
replacement of 1D, election of replacements to LSB. Yes, sir.
You're saying that it's up to the LSB?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying read the bylaw. The bylaw says it's up to the LSB.
Okay, the bylaw says it's up to the LSB. So that means the LSB can decide how they want to do it. And I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, sir. Your motion?
I'd like to move that we involve the community, we notice the community and involve the community, and not just do some kind of quick thing tonight.
Yes, sir. I heard your motion. The motion is on the...
I'll second that.
Motion is second. Hank, you want to speak to that motion, or where is your hand up?
Well, I would like to make an alternative motion. I would like to have a seat Mr. Jim Kraft in that position and fill his open. Knock it all out.
There is no opening for Mr. Jim Kraft yet.
Well, I don't even. Order. Let's not go back and forth. Let's deal with the motion. That is not. That is not in order. We're going to deal with Mr. Richard's motion. It's been seconded. I'd like to hear those for the motion, those against the motion. Then I'd like to hear the question call. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I believe that it's not, like the chair said, it's not any specific procedure for to do this. But the reality is that we are hanging with this since a long time. We have two vacancies already. One we covered today, thanks God, Mr. Lewis came. And we need to keep going. We need the members. Please, can we elect? It's up to us, the NSP members, to make that election till we have, this is the result, obviously, of not having election in the right time. But this is what we need to deal with. Okay, I have some members here that not only have their 3 years, they have two extra years without any election. But that is a reality. Why don't we do now instead of keep kicking it out? Mm. And I agree with Mr. Jim Kraka that his seat is not open yet.
No, that's not even an issue.
Okay.
Shouldn't even be brought up.
Okay.
I've got Teresa on the staff.
Yes. In the past, we have announced to the community that we had openings on the board. We took applications. We came up with some very interesting, diverse credentials, and we had a list. If we just, I thought we had a three-person committee that was supposed to be doing something in the last month, but since they have not done anything about that, I really think we should put an announcement out because we don't know what kind of credentials we have out there. Rather than, I mean, if we don't do it that way, I'll have a feeling that some people have already selected who they want and there's already been a decision made about who's going to, you know, be seated. And I don't think that's the feeling we want to have. So, and not only that, but if we come up with a list and we vote by STV and we have a list of, let's say, seven people, if someone else steps down, then we'll have the next person already selected and we
have
to go through this
again. Point of personal privilege,
hey.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I will ask you to ask the members to refrain from putting intentions in the rest of the people. When we talk about issues, we talk about issues, not about intentions.
But almost every, a lot of folk around here got somebody in mind, so that's what you didn't say. Hey, including the speaker.
Well, Mr. Chair, we have seated seven that I can count, people from the reserve list, if we want to call it that, from the last election. We should have already had another set of elections, so I agree fully that we should go to the public to ask for people, because it's way past their term. And we as a body have an obligation to our public, and even though it would be more expedient for us to just select who it is we want or whatever, I have no idea who that would be, but...
That, I understand. Yeah. That's your concern, and I've got Crafter.
I call the question.
Scott.
You call me, did you call him?
I called him, and he called the question, so we're limited to that.
Was there a second?
What is
this?
I second.
Huh?
What are we calling the question on?
On the motion.
You're on the motion. You're the only right thing to do.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
No. Did not do anything.
We need
clarity. She looks at her email on February 10th. Teresa will see that she was mistaken. And we have made some drafts for a PSA to the public to invite them for an election.
Very well. The question has been called. And we've heard the pros and cons. I want the motion to be reread.
I would like to written.
I wrote it. Thank you.
When you're up to vote on whether you're going to call the question.
Say again?
You need to vote on whether you're going to call the
question. Ted, it's customary with this chair. When I don't hear objections, I will move forward. So, parliamentarily, you're correct. But for expeditious purposes, are there any objections? Thank you for your assistance.
The motion before the board for Mr. Giselle. Who seconded, please?
I did.
Actually, Teresa Allen, I had that written down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Move that the LSB not fill the LSB position tonight, but that the LSB develop a process that involves input from the community.
And then the chair didn't try to do that last session. So those of you in favor of the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Try this again. I see late hands. We're making up our minds late, so put them down. Let's start it over again. All right. Those of you who are going, motion to postpone is basically what it is.
Well,
the motion doesn't lay out a process.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
To go to the public.
The motion does not lay out a process.
Point of order. The chair is arguing the point. It is totally inappropriate.
The chair is making a clarification of what the motion is.
Not a motion.
And what you're voting on. You can read the
motion as something that he thinks it is. He has no business being engaged in this discussion. We're about to have a vote on this. The motion has been called, and the only thing we can do is to vote on this.
Does everybody know what they're voting on?
Read the motion again so everybody's clear.
Yeah, that's what the chair is trying to do. I'm not trying to tip the motion, but I'm going to try to be clear about it. Does everyone understand the motion?
Can I make one short comment to the motion?
Because I didn't use the word involve the public. He didn't say get listeners' input. He said involve.
Read it again.
What written is the motion?
Right.
He's going to read it again.
The motion from Richard Giselle, seconded by Teresa Allen, is, quote, move that the LSB not fill the LSB position tonight, but that the LSB develop a process that involves input from the community.
Okay. Those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
May I ask if we tonight, I ask for somebody to try to tell us what the process you want to be. Maybe we can start with that and we can solve the problem.
Well, it appears to me the best process, I asked for a committee last, we appointed a committee last month. We're back at step one. It appears that we have a standing committee called governance.
Who are they?
Well, at this point, it doesn't matter, but does the record reflect who were the members of the appointed committee?
Ms. O'Brien? Yes.
Colleen was supposed to convey. You were a member, and Nancy was a member. Colleen sent out a communique 2 weeks later that she was not a part of the committee, which threw me aback. So, yes, it was attempted, so we can attempt this again. We can refer it to the governance committee, or we can create a committee. I'll take a stack as to what your pleasures are, but I needed to throw that out there as if I wasn't managing this issue last month. Hank, yes, sir. Hank, I got you, man.
And speak first with me. The reason I voted against this motion is not because I object to it in spirit, but because by this reading, the only thing it actually does is delay this until next meeting, and then we're going to have the same argument over again. That's my objection to it. And I just wanted to say that. That's what the problem is. We need something more specific. In spirit, it's a good idea.
Okay. I've got a stat, so I'll be willing to add to it, but let me tell you where it stands.
Who's on the staff?
We've got Hank, Susan, Doc, Ryder, Crocker.
Please call me George, I prefer.
Okay, and now I'm willing to add to it, so those of you, Hank, put your hand down so I don't get confused. I've got four. Who else want to get on the staff? I think you were there. Dwayne and Richard. And okay, well, let's just say everybody.
I'm not on the staff.
You're an exception. Susie, you're on the staff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Adriana.
George, Jim, Dwayne Bradley.
Dwayne Bradley, Richard, and Adriana.
Richard Giselle.
Yeah.
Adriana has a name on it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, hey. 60 seconds.
I'm in the process of writing it down. I move that three people chosen here tonight, or who volunteer, whichever. The body's choice.
I already got two. We can just use the other two.
Okay, well, I'll add me.
Okay.
I move that we get together this week with Dwayne, make a public announcement on the air asking for public recommendations as to who they would like to see on their LSB, and bring those names back to the next meeting.
Venetia Patel, Hank Lamb, and Nancy Sabanatomi. Is its motion to report back to the LSB and proceed
with Dwayne to make an announcement, get the response from the
Well, I'm going
to
make it a simple response. You're going to report back. We got to make an announcement, but we're going to report back with the process.
With the names.
Uh-oh.
That the public brings.
Let's be clear about that.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Let's get to his motion first, though. I want to get a clarification on his motion. Hank took advantage of the parliamentary advantage. When he was called, he made a motion. Has the motion been seconded? Has the motion been seconded?
I haven't even finished the motion.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a motion on process.
Let him clear his motion.
That we get with Dwayne, get the announcement, get the responses back, bring the names that the public brings to us to the next LSB meeting, whereupon this body will vote from amongst those names to fill the seat.
Who's we?
Objection.
There are three
people. This body.
So the motion is, you're going to have to put that in writing for us to accept.
My objection is that you will deliver us a set of names, and none of us are going to know the process of how you got the names.
He made a motion, I
second it.
Mr. Chair.
Well, we are now going to, ma'am, do you have a point of order? Otherwise, you've got to speak to the motion.
We have a motion on the floor with a second, and I asked to be on the stack.
Well, actually, you're already on the stack, but the stack doesn't take precedence over the motion. Now, we're going to create another stack because of the motion.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, could it be possible that we'll use the order that we already had established with the stack?
No.
We just can't be reasonable, can we? Okay. What I want from the motioner, because in order for us to deal with this effectively, we're going to have it on paper so we'll know what we're voting on. I don't like voting for motions and movement. So when he gets the motion, we'll reread the motion, but obviously this stack is going to create it because some of y'all want to vent. So just no matter what his motion is going to take, so let me get the stack going while he's making his, while he's up. Keep it up. Okay, since I start over, I'm going to start here.
I've been writing the stack by the raised hands here.
No, they want a whole new one.
This is the new stack. For
okay, you name it then.
Adriana Casaneva, myself, Nancy Saibar, Jim Krafka, Leanna Lopez, Susie Moreno, anyone else that wants to go to stack for Hank's motion. Richard Uzel, Robert Mark, anyone else? Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 people on the stack.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
Can we limit the amount of time?
We have been 60 seconds each person. Worked out okay, I guess. All right. As Hank is now, I want to go to the stack while Hank is writing, so we can utilize this time effectively. First up,
Adriana Casaneva.
Adriana,
I want to make an amendment. Teresa Allen had sent an email before with a very clear process that all of us receive. And I believe that we can solve all this discussion if we go straight to the process that Ms. Allen sent to all of us in writing. And it's a process very clear, very short, and next meeting we can go there and do it. That's a simple motion.
Okay. That's Adriana Casaneva. Second is me. Again, my
vote. There's a new motion that's been seconded, and I want to be on the stack for that new motion.
We have a new motion?
Yes.
It's the one that I.
All right, what's your.
I'm amending his motion, replacing that motion with Ms. Allen's process that she sent in an email to all of us. We got it in writing.
We already have it in writing, you say?
We have it in an image, just there.
Hank, are you familiar with that motion? Are you familiar with that motion?
I have not heard of it.
That was Teresa.
Hold on a minute. But I was just called on by the chair. But Ms. Allen handed me the motion in writing, and I incorporated the part about having Venetia contact the name so they could come and speak.
Okay.
To
what
us before we vote.
Can we hear that?
That's the motion, not this. This is incorporated in.
That's not what I'm
talking about. So does it cover the spirit of what you're trying to do?
There is no motion.
What I'm trying